Listen, bitch, are you still waiting to feel confident before you make that move? Here is something that nobody really wants to hear. Confidence doesn't show up at your door with a tracking number, okay? It doesn't arrive before the hard conversation or the career change, okay? Or the boundary that you need to set. Courage does the thing first when it's messy, uncertain, and your hands are shaking. And confidence, that bit shows up later after you've already done the thing scared. So in this episode, I want to burn down the myth that you need to feel ready, and let's replace it with something that is actually useful, and that would be the willingness to act anyway. Hi, you guys. Thank you for your patience yesterday, and the day before. I've had a lot of internet trouble, but we had a crazy storm, and it's really the wind, I think, in my tiny little town. But we're here. Recording's going great so far. This is my second episode of the day. So yeah, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, and I am here because I believe you were made for more than playing small, for more than waiting for permission, and definitely more than letting that fear write your story. So this isn't about motivation that fades by Tuesday. This is about stepping fully into the potential that God placed inside you. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when you don't have all the answers, you were called to something bigger. And I'm here to remind you that through every single episode. Okay. So, quick shout out to the thing that's been an absolute game changer for me. And you can find it in my show notes. I take a product that completely eliminates food noise. Okay. The constant mental chatter about like what to eat, when to eat, whether you should be eating. It's freed up so much mental space to actually focus on what matters. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. You can find it in the show notes. And also, if you are a brand that aligns with helping people show up fully in their lives, whether that's health or mindset or just making the hard stuff easier, let's talk because I'm looking for sponsors who actually give a damn about this community stepping into their potential. And I'm very excited today. I'm gonna talk about one of my coaching clients. I just brought my business back after I burned it to the ground, and I brought you guys through that. So if you're new here, it was a whole process. You're gonna have to binge watch some old shows. But I gave away three coaching spots. I just wanted to get some, I guess I'll be honest, probably evidence for myself, and then just some great feedback. So, you know, in exchange for working with me, I just wanted testimonies, right? Just, I guess, from I did I do I still have it? Okay. And so I worked with Sarah, and the first thing I told her, you know, is that yes, absolutely, this isn't going to cost you a dime, but if you don't apply what we're actually going to do, I will Venmo you for $300. I've done this four times where I've threatened several people that if I spend my time working with you and you don't do the thing, I'm going to charge you money. And I meant it. I would Venmo them for the rest of their lives until they paid me for my time. But let me tell you this, okay? Because I just wrapped up with Sarah. She's been sitting on a book idea for 3 years. 3 years. And one of the first questions I asked is like, what are you waiting for? And this is the thing. Out of her mouth, literally, I just don't feel confident enough yet. Maybe I need to feel more ready. And the question is, like, ready for what? Ready for what exactly? Like, ready to have all the answers, ready to be a perfect writer, ready to never doubt yourself again. Because if that's what she was waiting for, like, she's gonna die with the book in her head, literally. And her message is something that could change someone's life, you guys. Like, it is so powerful. I mean, I cried with her story. It's incredible. It's moving. It's gonna help so many people, and that shit would die with her. So we worked together. It took us about 2 weeks. She had an outline, and it's not a perfect outline, and it's not a, I'm so confident in this outline. It was just an outline. And now, you guys, like, she's writing the chapters. And I love it because it's messy and it's imperfect. And you can tell she's just like, I don't know if this is any good chapters, but they exist. She's doing it. They are real. They're on paper. And let me tell you what started showing up. And I've really seen it in the last couple of sessions is that she's getting that confidence. Like, it's blowing my mind. It's beautiful. And it's not before. It didn't happen before. It happened after. And I think that's the lie that we've all bought into, that confidence is supposed to arrive first, like some kind of emotional prerequisite you need to unlock before you're allowed to take action. And we treat it like it's a feeling we're supposed to manufacture out of thin air. And then once we have it, then we can do the thing. But that's ass backwards. Okay. And that's not how any of this works. Confidence isn't the starting line, it's the courage. It's the courage. This episode is for you because you know what you're supposed to be doing. You feel it in your bones. Maybe it's starting the business. Oh my God, are you going to start a podcast? You know how many of you bitches are like, I really should start a podcast. Do it. Maybe it's about having the hard conversation with your spouse. Maybe it's finally setting a boundary with your mom or quitting a job that's been killing your soul. Maybe it's stepping into leadership in your community or your church, or putting yourself out there in a way that feels terrifying. You know what is terrifying is that God's been whispering it to you for months, maybe even years. But every time you actually think about doing it, your stomach drops, your hands get clammy, your brain is going to flood with every reason why now is not the right time. So, what do? You tell yourself you do it when you feel more confident, when you have more experience, when you figured it all out, when the fear goes away. And so you wait and you research and you plan and you journal and you pray about it. And all of that is good until it becomes the thing you hide behind. Preparation has suddenly become procrastination. That's it. That's all it is. And I want you to be honest with yourself for a second. Like, imagine it's Sunday night and you're lying in bed, you're thinking about the week ahead. That's that email you want to send, the one where you advocate for yourself. Maybe you ask for what you actually want instead of accepting what's handed to you, but you don't send it Monday morning. You tell yourself you're going to draft it later when you have more clarity, but it's Wednesday. Bitch, it's Wednesday and you still haven't sent it. So by Friday, you've convinced yourself it doesn't even matter anymore. Or it's that conversation you keep avoiding, right? Your spouse does that thing again, the dismissive comment, the subtle dig, the pattern you've been ignoring for months because addressing it feels too big or too scary, too likely to end in conflict. So you smile, you let it slide again, and you tell yourself you're choosing peace, but really you're choosing silence because you don't feel comfortable enough to navigate what comes next. Or, I mean, it could be simpler than that. Maybe it's just showing up to the gym. You bought that membership 3 months ago. You have the workout plan saved on your phone, but every single morning you hit snooze and tell yourself you're going to start tomorrow when you feel more motivated, more ready, more like the kind of person who just naturally wants to work out. That person does not exist. And waiting to feel like her is the exact reason you are still stuck. Here's the thing about confidence. It is a result. It is not a requirement. It's what happens after you do the thing scared, after you send the email with shaky hands, after you have the hard conversation, even though your voice is shaky, after you show up to the gym feeling like an imposter and do it anyway. Confidence is the exhale that comes after courage holds its breath and jumps off the fucking cliff. You know how when you're standing at the edge of a diving board for the first time, like my stomach still, blah. You're staring down at the water and your brain is screaming at you and it's telling you all the ways this could go wrong. You could belly flop. You could look stupid. Everyone's watching and you wait to feel confident before you jump. You're never jumping. But if you just go, if you let your body move before your brain catches up, you hit the water. And yeah, maybe it stings a little, maybe it's not graceful, but you surface, you're alive, and the second time it gets a little easier. The 10th time, you're not even thinking about it. You're having fun. That is confidence, and it shows up after the courage, not before. Jesus didn't call confident people. You understand? He called available people, messy and scared, the kind of people that have no idea what they're doing, kind of people, you know? And he said, "Follow me." You think Peter was confident when he stepped out of the boat onto the water? He was human. He's terrified, but he did it anyway. And he started to sink, but that's not the point. The point was that he got out of the boat. The point is that he moved. God placed a calling on your life. He paid a price for you that you couldn't pay for yourself. And he didn't do that so you could spend your life waiting to feel ready. He did that so you could walk in the freedom and purpose that he already designed for you. But here's the catch. You have to walk. You have to move. You have to get out of the fucking boat. You have to jump off that diving board, and you have to act even when it feels uncomfortable, even when you're not sure, and even when the outcome isn't guaranteed, because it never is. But if you don't, like, you stay stuck. Stuck doesn't just feel bad. It's a compounding pain. Every day you don't get the thing gets bigger in your mind. And it goes from a conversation to the conversation, from a decision to the decision that will define your entire life. Like, you have built it up so much that now the stakes feel impossible. And the longer you wait, the heavier it gets. And I see this all the time with people that I work with. They'll come to me and say, I just need to work on my confidence first. Bitch, you don't. You need to do the thing you're afraid of, and then we can talk. Confidence isn't something that you build in a vacuum. You don't sit in your room doing affirmations until you magically feel bold enough to take action. You understand those things support that. I rely on affirmations. I rely on these words, but it's because I'm taking that action and I'm reinforcing what I'm already doing because I'm taking the action. That's it. You build the confidence by taking the action and surviving it. By doing it scared and realizing, oh my God, I didn't die. And pick one thing, just one thing, pick one thing that you've been avoiding because you're waiting to feel ready. Maybe it's a text you need to send, or an application that you need to submit, an appointment maybe that you need to make, the boundary you need to set. Brandon, it's that book you need to finish writing. Whatever it is, I want you to do it in the next 24 hours. Maybe I won't finish the book in 24 hours, but I could write some pages. Not perfectly. I don't want it done perfectly. It's not even about confidently. I just want it done. And this is the key. Like, you're going to feel super uncomfortable, and your brain is going to fight you, and it's going to give you every logical reason to wait. But what if I say the wrong thing? What if they judge me? What if I fail? And then you're going to say, maybe, but I'm going to do it anyway. Isn't it crazy? Like, we argue for our limitations, and we're constantly ruminating on what could go wrong, when we could just as easily, like, focus on what could be right. You guys, courage is not the absence of fear. It's not feeling brave. Courage is feeling all of it, the fear, the doubt, the discomfort, and moving forward anyway. None of us know how anything's gonna turn out. But none of us are stepping into our potential if we continue to let fear write our story. Sarah did not feel confident when she started writing her book. She felt terrified. She wrote the outline anyway, and now she's writing the book. And by the time she is done completely, she'll have confidence. Not because it showed up out of nowhere, but because she built it. She earned it, one word at a time. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to go. God made you ready. He's already equipped you. The calling is there. The only question is, are you going to wait for a feeling that might never come, or are you going to trust that he's with you and move? Courage first. Confidence follows. This is what I want you to do. First, I know I'm posting kind of late tonight, but if you're catching this on your morning commute, or maybe you're folding laundry, I need you to do me a favor. Head over to YouTube and actually watch today's episode. Okay? I know you're thinking, I'm already listening. What's the difference? Here's the thing, you guys. I'm going to be honest. I'm trying to get monetized over there, which means I need watch time. I need eyeballs. I need you to help me build this thing so I can keep showing up for you every single week. So, not only just you, I need you to go to YouTube and share that episode. Share it on your socials, share it with your friends, share it with your enemies. I don't care. Just share, share, share. Put it on in the background. Watch it while you're making dinner. I don't care. Just help a girl out. Consider it your good deed for the day. And you guys, if I'd said something in this episode that resonates with you, if you're sitting there realizing that you've been waiting for a confidence delivery from the delivery service that's never coming, I need you to head to my website because I have the resources there that are going to help you take the next step, okay? Real tools, tangible shit, things you can actually use today to start moving in the direction that you've been called. And if if you're in here and you know that you need more than a podcast episode, if you need someone in your corner who's going to call you out on the bullshit, hold you accountable, and walk with you as you step into who God actually created you to be, I want to talk to you. Okay? You're not stuck because you lack potential. You're stuck because you're trying to do it alone. You're stuck because you keep talking yourself out of it. You're stuck because every time you get close to the edge, fear is just too loud and you take a step back. So you need someone who's going to stand there with you and say, no, we're going to jump together. And that's what coaching with me looks like. It's not about me giving you a bunch of steps and sending you on your way. It's about excavating that calling. It's already placed on your life. We're not creating a calling. We're just going to remove the blocks that are keeping you from walking in it and giving you tools and accountability to actually become the person he created you to be, not someday. Now, and if that's you, tired of waiting, tired of planning, tired of living smaller than you were designed for, please go to the website, schedule a free Zoom with me. I don't do pressure, I don't do sales pitch. It's just a conversation about where you are, where you want to be, and whether we're the right fit. I'll be honest if I can't get you there, okay? You weren't called to spend your life on the sideline. You were called to play, and I want to make sure you do. I love you guys.